It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Then there's the Eagles, Elliot, and this has been a bizarre offseason.
Yeah.
And you put it out the other day when we discussed it a couple days ago. They've made a lot of moves, right? A lot has changed with this team from the end of the season to now. Are they better? Are the Eagles a better? Because that's the whole object of the offseason, is to get better. Every team has the same objective. Are the Eagles a better football team now than they were last season?
No, but I don't think it's their fault to an extent. Kelce and Cox retiring is a way bigger deal to this team than I think people realize, and that was out of the Eagles' control. We could sit here and say you could offer Kelce $20 million. Like, we could try to convince them, but ultimately they retired because they were ready to retire, and I'm happy they retired on their own terms. But when they left that field in Tampa, if you would have told me they were going to lose Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox, and Haason Reddick, I don't think there's a world where they're better. Those were three of their best, I don't know, seven players last year, if not three of their top five players, arguably, when you consider the importance of the positions they play. I think that Bryce Huff is a good pickup, and I agree with what Hugh has said this week. I think he's being underrated in all these discussions because of the outrage over Reddick. But the addition of Saquon, as good as it is, it's not a bigger addition than the loss of three of their best linemen are. So I think they're a worse team right now for sure than they were at the end of the season. Is there time to make additions? Yes, but I would be very surprised if between now and week one they acquire three players or even a player of the caliber of a Kelce, a Fletcher Cox, or a Haason Reddick.
You know, it's funny because we've been talking about this all morning, and I'm just curious to think what you think about this. Do you need to know exactly what happened to the meltdown of the Philadelphia Eagles at the end of the year?
No. I'm over it. And I also think we're all looking for this smoking gun that isn't there. I think it's very simple what happened. They weren't playing as well. As a result, you know, in the locker room, and look, Hugh, me and you did the Players Lounge each week. Like, we talked about this at length. It was not a locker room that I think was resilient, which is what Jeffrey Lurie used. But I think the result of playing poorly on the field impacted them. And I said this all before the start of the regular season, and I think we've overlooked it in all this. It is just really hard to lose a Super Bowl and come back. I don't think there's some massive beef between Haason Reddick and Jalen, and that's why it fell apart, or AJ. Like, I think they just played poorly. They were tired and fatigued from the run of the Super Bowl and the pressure.
They were.
Yeah, I'm mentally fatigued is more what I mean. So I don't feel a desire to look for some deep, dark secret, because I don't think there is one. I think we know why it fell apart. They didn't play well, and they were fatigued.
We hope we know. I mean, there may be deeper issues. Maybe the coach has lost his way. Maybe the quarterback can't pick up a blitz. Like, if
well, that I agree with those things, yeah. Especially on the quarterback. I don't think Sirianni has lost his way. And Hugh can probably speak this more as someone that was on a team and in a locker room. And I guess there could be maybe his message is a little stale. But I'm just so firmly in the camp of, like, the players on the field are why you are good or bad. Coaching helps, and it's important, and I'm not diminishing it. But ultimately, the coach can call in the play. The player on the field and the quarterback or the center, whoever, has to look at what the defense is, get you in the right spot, decide where the ball goes. So while I think it's fair to have questions about Sirianni, ultimately that second part to me, if they're not good next year, it will be, in my opinion, because Jalen just can't handle the blitz. Like, that's their fatal flaw that they have to fix.
Yeah, and I think that's the reason why, to jump in on that, I think that's the reason why we've gone, like, so far more offensive-centric, because they're going to put it on Jalen's shoulders to make this team better. Mm-hmm. And defense, like I've been telling you for weeks, luxury, not a necessity, and that's kind of how they're building this squad.
Yeah, but they may be building it wrong. I mean, like, I you're right. I see what they're doing. I don't know if it's the right way to build a team.
I've been thinking about this in their offseason and kind of how we discuss the team and the moves and everything. Do you think they're putting too much emphasis on culture? Every signing they made, CJ, GJ, we needed his swagger back. Devin White, you know, has been a leader, all these things. Even when Jeffrey Lurie talked at the owners' meeting about why this fell apart, and I know he's not going to dive into X's and O's reasons, but it was a lot of we weren't resilient, right? I think we are overlooking the fact that the players' physical skills on the field were not good enough last year, and the players they are bringing in are not as good as the players they are letting go. So we can talk about culture, and Nick Sirianni said great players do special things when they're close. I agree with that. But the first step to that is having great players. I don't think you can culture your way up from, a wild card team to number one seed in the NFC. I just wonder if they're putting too much emphasis on it and we're not worried enough about the actual players.
I agree with you. I think the biggest reason, like if I had to pinpoint the biggest reason it was all bad last year is the defense didn't have good enough players.
Yep. Like now, I think the coaching hurt them.
They weren't that smart. They weren't that smart.
Yeah, but they're also stunk. James Bradbury couldn't run last season for whatever reason, right? Maybe he was banged up. I don't know. All right, let's go back to one thing because you said they're worse, but it's not really their fault, right? They couldn't help the Kelsey and Fletcher want to retire. I agree. They could have helped the Reddick thing.
Yeah.
This was their decision. And this goes back a year. Reddick asked for more money last summer. The Bengals added a year to Trey Hendrickson's deal, right? They could have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. Then they could have gave him a new contract. They didn't want to. They also could have kept him and made him play in the final year of his deal. Did Howie screw this up with Reddick?
Well, so I think this is another instance where maybe they're too worried about culture. Because the reason to not bring Reddick back, even if you have Nolan Smith, Bryce Huff, Josh Sweat, and all these guys, is because, A, you're worried he'll be upset that he's not the highest paid player on the defensive line or edge, mm-hmm. or you're worried he won't be happy about snaps. And I understand that is a discussion to be had. But ultimately, those are not reasons I am trading Hassan Reddick. He is their best edge rusher. Bryce Huff, there's an argument, but like he's not as proven as Hassan Reddick.
You could have had both.
Yeah. Me and you have been talking about trades and moves Howie Roseman made for probably almost 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
There, I can't think of another move Howie has made where I fail so strongly to see the logic in it. Normally, he'll do something. Maybe I'll disagree with it, but I can sit here and go, you know what? He got a great return. Or you know what? This player wasn't as good as we think. Or, yeah, he paid a lot of money, but it is a good player. I don't think there's a single argument for trading Hassan Reddick. You didn't get great return. He's an extremely important position. He is one of your best players. It is a position that they value and they don't have short things at. I do think he was a good locker room guy. I don't subscribe to this idea that he would have been some disaster. And even if he was chasing sacks, or they put him in that position by making him play essentially on a contract year. If you are in the NFL and you know your season is dependent on getting paid next offseason, you are going to chase sacks. Like they put him into that spot. So I don't see any logic behind the trade.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hugh, no logic.
No, listen. And I would, the little bit of pushback, I like ESP, you know that. But
this is where he schools me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying because there's something about Hassan Reddick's game, and I like him, and I hate saying this because it sounds like I'm trying to, disparage, say bad things about him. But he's bounced around a lot in the NFL.
I think this is the best point.
And it's like he's bounced around a lot in the NFL for him to have a skill set that is highly sought after in the NFL.
Isn't
that's
a little
crazy
circumstantial?
I think it'll be
though.
Four teams in 5 years.
But isn't it a little circumstantial? Like he was at a position playing the wrong position in his first stop with the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. He hit in his last year. Then he left, right? Because they didn't pay him. He signed a 1 year deal because he was kind of unproven and didn't do much. And then the Eagles gained the biggest deal. Isn't it a little bit circumstantial?
To build on Hugh's point, I also think it's interesting that when he was a free agent, he didn't get a ton of money.
Well, that's true.
Right?
It's crazy.
There has to be something maybe we don't see there. But we know it worked in Philadelphia.
They won with him.
He had 30 and a half sacks in 38 games. Maybe he was selfish and wasn't great against the run. I just don't really care. He was good at getting after the quarterback.
The pushback I feel the last couple days were like people justifying it. Elliot, it would be like if the Phillies traded Kyle Schwarber and every call is like, well, he struck out a lot. Well,
right.
He also had 45 home runs.
Right. No player is perfect.
Yes.
Otherwise, the Eagles would have paid him.
Right.
But when you go into next season, it's hard for me to feel as good about the team because of what has happened this offseason than I expected. Yeah. I did not expect they would lose Kelce, Fletcher Cox, and Hassan Reddick.
We always talk about vibes with the Phillies. The Eagles do not have great vibes.
Don't feel
the
like
2024
it.
Eagles don't have great
vibes. Or they're too worried about the vibes.
Or maybe they are. All right, let's end with this because we were having a debate earlier. So both Kyle and Hugh, when they go to the gas station,
I'm excited.
They
this.
Only put a certain amount of money,
$40.
$40, $20, whatever. They don't fill their tank. When you go to the gas station, do you fill your tank?
I will say more times than not, I probably fill the tank. But I think it's okay to go in and put $20. But for my reasoning is I just don't want to wait around any longer. Like if I'm in a rush or whatever and I just go there and I'll just put $20 in. Now, I think it makes more sense just to fill it every
time.
You
have to go back.
Yeah,
quicker.
I agree. But I do think it is I co-sign Kyle and Hugh on this. I think it is okay to just put in $10 and get on your way.
I mean, it's okay if you like going to the gas station
right.
every 3 days.
It's more effective just to wait the extra 4 minutes or whatever it takes.
But again, my gas station is on the street on my way to work. Like, it's not like I'm driving onto a back road to find a gas station. Like, I'm literally just pulling over.
I get it.
Most
gas
spending
stations,
a minute at the pump on my way to work.
There is also nothing worse than when the pump goes really slow.
That is pretty bad.
If I'm doing it and it's going slow, I am for sure not waiting the whole time.
You're out.
Yeah. Yeah.
$40, man. That's what I'm saying. Just put $40 in that thing. I mean, if you're not going on a long trip, there is no need to fill my gas tank up if I'm not going on, say, a 3 or 4 hour trip. There ain't no need for me to do that.
But, like, what do you think it would cost to fill up from emptying yours? 80?
To fill up my
60?
Tank?
60?
Well, yeah, about, Hugh's about got a huge truck.
Yeah, yeah, about 80 yeah. bucks.
But
yeah.
then
yeah.
you don't have to go for 2 weeks.
No, nah, just at
But I also think it's about wasting your time. Like, if you're on your way and you have enough to get where you're going and you're good for the next few days, I'm okay just ending it right there.
Yeah, and I'm okay with just because, like I said, I don't really drive a whole lot. I go to work.
Exactly. Well, we both live yeah. in the city. I drive 8 minutes to work. I probably could fill my tank once a month.
And you should do that.
it's what I do mostly, but I do. There are definite times where I go, and I'm like, oh, I'll just do $10 and keep it moving.
All right, Elliot. We appreciate you hopping in.
Appreciate you.
New Clap Your Hands Out?
Just recorded one. New Clap Your Hands talking about Joel Embiid, and a new Go Birds yesterday talking about Hassan Reddick. And I've started my draft prep. I have draft takes ready.
I did see some tweets about interior linemen.
It pains me to say I might be agreeing with how you felt last year.
Sorry, quickly, and then we'll say goodbye. If you could have, first round, a pillar, like an offensive or defensive lineman, or a playmaker?
I am in on an offensive lineman.
It's a pillar
a guard,
year.
Yeah,
it's a pillar year.
Well, because what I think people are overlooking, the biggest hole on this team is offensive line.
Totally.
It's not the defense. It is the offensive line. They need to prioritize the offensive line more than linebacker, corner, safety. Their offensive line could be bad. If I can get a stud, like, guard that's going to be here for 5 years, I will take that guy at 22 over a playmaker.
And if it's bad, it mitigates the whole idea
of Saquon.
Nothing
else matters.
Like, what was
Poor
the point
Saquon.
Of Saquon?
Yeah, Saquon thinks he's coming to this offensive line that it's been. He might not be.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Elliot Shore Parks, we appreciate him hopping in. Check it
What's
out.
Up?
Clap your hands and go Birds. All right, Elliot kind of justified your thinking on this.
A little bit.
He didn't want to
cause any waves, man. I appreciate that about ESPN.
But he did say he mostly fills up. Like,
no.